Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 4, Verse 39 and 40.
38 is written on the board.
Yeah.
On the board 38 is written, but you can.
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. We'll chant on 39. Nityo naimitya kasya cheva tatha prakati ko laya atyanti kasyat kathatita kalasya gati ridrashi. Nitya, continuous, nimittik, occasional, cha, and, eva, indeed, tatha, also, prakati, natural, laya, annihilation, atyantika, final, cha and kasya are described kalasya of time, gati the progress, idrish like this. Translation: in this way the progress of time is described in terms of four kinds of annihilation: continuous, occasional, elemental, and final. And there is no purport. We read the translation of 39. O best of gurus, I have related to you these narrations of the pastime of Lord Narayana, the creator of this world and the ultimate reservoir of all existence, presenting them to you only in brief summary. Even Lord Brahma himself would not be incapable of describing them entirely. And the 40, it's no purport in the 39, 40, for a person who is suffering in the fire of countless miseries and who desire to cross this incircumventable ocean of material existence, there is no suitable boat except that of cultivating devotion to the transcendental test for the narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastime. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although it is not possible to completely describe the pastime of Lord, even a partial appreciation can save one from unbearable miseries of material existence. The fever of material existence can be removed only by the medicine of holy name and pastime of the Supreme Lord, which are perfectly narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Agyantam Dandasya Gyananjana శ్లాఘయా చర్చ్యోలత మేళాంతశ్మై శ్రీ గురువి నమ వాంఛా కల్పతరు వశ్య కృపా సద్వయభ్య పతితనాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. ఐ వెరీ ఓబ్లైజ్డ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ గివింగ్ మీ అపర్చునిటీ టు స్పీక్. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫోర్త్ 12th canto, 4th chapter, I was reading in the beginning, in the introduction, means the summary of this chapter, Srila Prabhupada has written, the only boat suitable for crossing the ocean of material existence, which is otherwise impossible to cross, is the boat of submissively hearing and the nectarian pastime of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Submissively hearing. Nashta prayasu avadresu nityam bhagavat sevya. Regularly hearing bhagavatam is very, very important, Srila Prabhupada said in this. And the end of the next chapter, the summary in which it is stated, the last line, Sukadev Goswami addressed the king saying, so what you should do? You should fix yourself in meditation upon Lord Vasudev, and thus the bite of the snake bird will not affect you. So this is the, now because the story, as we know very well, that Sukadeva Goswami narrating Srimad Bhagavatam to Raja Parikshit, who was about to die in 7 days. So what is required to be done? That you should fix yourself in meditation upon Lord Vasudev, and thus the bite of the snake bird will not affect you. Now, in this particular sloka, here, although it is not possible to completely describe the pastime, because it's clearly stated here that the fever of the material existence can be removed only by the medicine of holy name and pastime. If we are ready and willing to take the medicine, because this material world is dukhale, and nobody can be happy in this material world, whatever arrangement we will be making. So first of all, we have to understand that what are the pastime of Lord. Pastime of Lord, He has come in this material world, clearly stated why He has come. Prittanaya sadhunam vinasaya duskritam dharma sansthapanartha sambhavami yugake. And then He has given us the method, sarvadharman pratajye mamekam saranam bhaj aham tam sarvapapena mokshani masacha. Lord Krishna, in 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he is explaining that if you want to understand that why I am coming here, I come here to establish religion. And first of all, this science of Bhagavad Gita, I have said millions of years before to Ikshaku Manuhan Vibhashan, but in the course of time, the parampara appears to have been broken. Arjun, I am repeating it to you because you are my friend and devotee. At that time, Arjun asks, how can I rely on you that you have said this science of Bhagavad Gita millions of years before? Because both of us are of the same age. Fourth chapter, fourth verse. And then Krishna started explaining him that, you see, you were there, I was there, we have many, many births. But I remember everything and you don't remember. And I come here to give pleasure to the devotees, to kill the demons and to establish religion. Afterwards, Krishna's pastime, as it mentioned here, that we have to pass the medicine of holy name and pastime of the Supreme Lord. Now, pastime of Supreme Lord is very difficult for anybody to understand. And that is why there is so much mess created. Even in India, if you see, many people don't believe in the pastime of Lord. They call themselves Hindu, but they don't say that this pastime of Lord is true. And the result of that is that British Empire had taken great advantage of this thing, and they have appointed a particular type of scholars, Max Muller and several, to find out the faults of this Sanatana Dharma and all the pastimes of the Lord, whatever we have written, means Mahabharata or Bhagavatam and demigod worship and all that thing, and to convince the people that this is all stories. You should not believe all of them. None of these is true that truth. So actually, as I said previously, that means when I was in 6th standard, I read Manav Dharma Ki Akhyayikaen, means the history of human religion is in the form of kahani, only stories. Nobody can write, you see, in any religion, whether it's Muslim religion or Christian religion, nobody can say that whatever written in Quran and Bible is only story. But we have been given so much, this literature is given to in such a way that we thought these are only kahanis. This is not true kahani, just like novel. There are so many stories. This is also one of the stories. Just like there's a magazine, Manohar Kahaniya. This is also Kahaniya. And secondly, we were fooled by the so-called caste Brahmins and they started doing so many sacrifices and killing animals, and they themselves calling themselves Brahman by birth. Because Krishna never said that they are Brahman by birth, Chaturvarnam Maya system, Guna Karma Vivadse. They are Brahman by Guna or Karma, not by, just like a doctor's son cannot call himself doctor. So the downfall of the total Sanskriti of Sanatana Dharma started by the so-called Brahmins who started calling themselves Brahman by birth. And that has given birth of the two religions, these Jainism and Buddhism. And then, so this is another cause. And finally, people started writing commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, without any qualification, just like novels. People were writing novels. So they started writing. And people started reading them and they say that whatever this author has written, that is correct. Some author has written that actually Krishna has manipulated everything, otherwise Karna was the hero of everything. Or this total story of Mahabharata is just ego clash between Arjuna and Krishna, and the Draupadi was the cause of everything. This is the way several books have been written. People worship Duryodhana. They worship Ravana. They offer 5 times bhoga for Ravana. But what is the source of this all that? We have been fooled. And nobody is going deep in the subject. For everything else we are very systematic, but when it comes to religion, we are systematically unsystematic. So this is the way going on, and then people is, and by that, this type of thing, they publish in, on television also. And they fools, you know, they make film also. There was a film, Santoshi Mata. There is nothing like Santoshi Mata. But people worshipping Santoshi Mata like anything in India. Or, Ghar mein Ram, Gali mein Shyam. Ram is wonderful, at least he has one wife. Krishna is playing with girls like anything, so they made film on it. These fools, the drunkard, womanizer, meat eater, gambler, filmmakers, these people, they don't know Krishna is God. Ramanujachar, Balvachar, Sankara, Narada, Ashit, Deval, Vyas, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all the Shastra, Vishnu, this Brahma Samhita, everywhere it is as mentioned, Ishwara Param Krishna Sachitananda Bhagra Anadari Govinda Adir Govinda Sarukari Karna. And these Acharyas, they are not politicians. They have dedicated their life and they have reached to the conclusion that Krishna is God. But these today's, either these filmmakers or these writers or motivated political people or previously British, they wanted to convert people to Christianity and they manipulated everything. And we have not gone deep in the subject. We have gone very deep for our higher studies so that we can earn more money. But we are such a fool that we have no time to go little deep. Either we should reject everything what is written in Shastra or we should accept it. We can't make khichdi. So whatever we like, we will accept it, and whatever we don't like, we will do what we want to do. And that's why there is mess. People don't have, they haven't got faith in the spiritual subject. Srila Prabhupada was struggling for it for 33 years in India. Krishna is God. Even nobody was ready and willing to accept that Krishna is God, because they have made their home, you know, museum, Ajayab Ghar, putting all devtas, so nobody should get angry. But when Prabhupada tried, and finally he has to come to America, and at the age of 70, with 4 heart attack, 44 rupees in his pocket, and you know, because he was very convinced that the message, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, one day will spread over throughout the world. If we want to become, you know, anybody who is taking part in it, fine. This movement is not running by the mercy of some people that they give donation or they give do some seva so that movement will go on. No. Just like Krishna told Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna, just see in my Virat Roop, universal form, they are already killed. I just want to give credit to you because you are my friend and devotee. So this movement, Hare Krishna movement, will spread over because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made prophecy that one day, Nagar Pratigrama Sarvatra Prachar Bhoya Murnam, one day this name of Krishna will spread over throughout the world. Otherwise, a person 70 year old gentleman coming from India, and when 12 years time, this has become the household name, any part of the world you go, Hare Krishna is known. So this is not the movement of some institution, this is movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that one day this will spread. But, so this pastime, here it is stated, the fever of material existence can be removed only by medicine. Nobody wants to take medicine. The medicine is stated, sarvanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, chanting the holy name of Lord, association of devotee, eating prasad, reading authorized book, that is medicine. We don't want to take medicine. Because it is prescribed medicine, is stated in Shastra, still people are not, and they consider, they don't believe, first of all they have no faith in Krishna, that Krishna is God. That is why all the sastras, all acharya, they first, until unless we are convinced Krishna is God, we cannot accept pastime of, as he said here, that if we take the medicine of holy name, why should we have faith in holy name of Krishna? Or and pastime? Everything is being spoiled so badly, neither we have faith in pastime, nor we have got faith in holy name. For that purpose, Lord has to appear Himself. Because when Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Pratyajye Mamekam Saranambhaj, surrender to me. People thought, what is the meaning of surrender? What is the meaning of surrender? How to surrender? Should I give up my job? Should I give up my family? Should I save up and join temple? Nobody was ready and willing to explain the meaning of surrender. Then Lord Himself declared in several sastras that in Kaljuga, I will appear myself. And Lord appeared himself in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Practically nobody was knowing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also just like any other sadhu. 500 years before, there was a wave of, you know, some religious thing at the time of Akbar, Mirabai, and several other, you know, saint came, and they thought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also like that. No, practically, I have not heard even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name till I came in contact with the Hare Krishna movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like just like any other sadhu. So this pastime and holy name, this is being revealed by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has guided Goswamis, Gop Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have gone to Vrindavan. They have revealed total Vrindavan. They have written books, and by these books, and then in that parampara, we can understand this science of God by parampara. Without parampara, there are 600 commentary of Bhagavad Gita. People may read these Bhagavad Gita throughout their life. They cannot understand who Krishna is. That's why Krishna says in 4th chapter 9th verse of Bhagavad Gita, that janma karma chame devyam yo vedi tatvata tatva deham punarjanvastu devasena. Oh Arjuna, nobody can understand my janma and karma. My appearance, nobody can understand. Even Lord Brahma, Brahma and Indra, they were not in position to understand. Brahma thought, you know, this boy is, how he can call himself, you know, Krishna, God. He's playing and eating with the boys, and he has taken away all the covered boys, means the calves, all, and finally he came to know that another set of everything was available there and then only. And they were all Vishnu form. Then he came to know about, oh, this is not an ordinary boy. If Brahma cannot understand, that these fools who are making film, Dharma Ram, Galiva Shyam, or Krishna is just, if they do that mistake, there is no fault of theirs, because we have never told people, our parents, they don't know anything, our teachers were not knowing, our gurus, acharya, sadhu, mahatma, panditas, they were doing teaching us only dharma, artha, kama, or moksha. Dharma means do puja, go to temple. When I was going, I was studying, okay, you go sometime, you, when a particular exam sometime, going to, you know, temple and praying, I should pass. My means our purpose of dharma was to ask something from the Lord. Nobody has taught us what is bhakti. Nobody was knowing what is bhakti. Dharma means earth. Go to temple, ask something from the Lord. Dharma, earth, so calm, you can enjoy. But in material world, there is nothing to enjoy. So, because it is dukhale. So, moksha. And this is the thing we have been told. Actually, 97% of the Shastra or this literature talk only dharma, earth, kama, moksha. This Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is teaching us pure bhakti. And that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are getting this. We have been told all the time. You see, that's why everybody is working hard to make material prosperity. But nobody has understood that material prosperity is not the aim of life. So first of all, this point that Krishna is God, he was 25 years old at the time of, he appeared like 25, though he was 125 years old at the time of battle of Kurukshetra, when he was narrating, means he was talking, he has spoken this Bhagavad Gita. He is Satchitananda, he is eternal, blissful, full of knowledge. He is Advaita, means no distinction between his body and himself. So, verse B, otherwise in 9th chapter, 11th verse, what did they say? He said, the fool derided me when I descend in the human form, avajananti va mula. They made fun of Krishna. Because practically, until unless we understand that the Ishvara Param Krishna, they are all fools. Mula, Prabhupada called them, they are fools, means fools, mana mula. They are all mula, they cannot understand. And they thought that whether you worship Devta or anybody is everything. Even now, majority of the people in India, sabka malik ek, anything you worship is always same. And they are very proud of it. They will go to particular sadhu or Devta worshipping and they say, without going there, every week I will go and I will worship this Baba or that Baba. Actually, once His Holiness Devamis Swami Maharaj was giving class at JJ School of means Medical College, and he was talking, the topic was terrorism. So, but when Maharaj reached there, you know, he was talking not on terrorism, he was talking about Krishna. And he was explaining according to Parasaraswati, there are Krishna means Bhagavan. Bhagavan has 6 qualities. He is the most powerful, he can pick up Govardhan Hill, the left hand side finger. And he is most rich, 16,108 palaces, he had wives that much. He is most intelligent, he has spoken Bhagavad Gita in 1.5 hours. He is most famous, he is most beautiful, Kandarpa Koti Kamani, and most renounced. He was talking, so one boy got very fed up. He said, Maharaj, you came here to give lecture on terrorism. Why you are telling us about Krishna? I know Bhagavan, and He gave name of a one Bhagwan, very famous Bhagwan. So, and when he narrated them, he said, Maharaj, you know this man? Maharaj said, I was knowing actually the name of this person, but I wanted to show this man that I don't know, it means he is not famous. So I said, no, I don't know. Maharaj, you don't know his name? He is very famous. He can make rings, he can make gulab jamun, he can make ashes, he can cure the disease of the people. Oh, so even doctor can, Maharaj say, cure the disease. And somebody can make a ring, you know, and the PC Sarkar, musicians, you know, he was so famous that day when there was a program in Calcutta, and 50,000 people were sitting there, and in that, you know, he came half an hour late, and everybody was, even the governor at that time was sitting there in the program. Everybody was very angry. Why the hell this guy has come after miss half an hour late? And as soon as he entered the arena of that stadium, he asked everybody, please see your watch. And it was exact the time which was he was supposed to come. So everybody was shocked. What happened? It was 5 o'clock actually in the watch, and he came at 5:30 actually. So even musicians, these people can create. If your Bhagavan can create gold, why, you know, ring? Let him create few hundred tons of gold, so some poverty of India will go. What is this? He can, if he can cure, there are many doctors who can cure. So why? Because somebody is curing, somebody is creating one ring by some magic, so you call him God. That is the reason the boy asks, why you are talking about God? Now you tell me one thing, whether your God, you have given the name of this person, whether your God, he is most beautiful? No, Maharaj, he is not most beautiful. Is he the richest man on earth? No, he's not the richest man on earth. He's most intelligent? No, he's not most intelligent. Most powerful? Most famous? Most renowned? No. Then Maharaj said, because this boy asked, you are supposed to speak on terrorism, and why you are talking about Krishna? And then Maharaj said, India is the greatest terrorist country in the world. Everybody got shocked. What he is talking? You manufacture bogus Bhagwans here, export them out of India, and these are the terrorists spoiling the life of millions of people. These terrorists who have killed 3,000 people in World Trade Centers, they are nothing before these terrorists who haven't got the quality of Bhagwan. Even one quality they have not got, and you call them Bhagwan. And that's the thing going on in the society. Nobody is talking like this. So, even Srila Prabhupada took 33 years to tell people in India, Krishna is God. And don't do all this nonsense thing, what, you know, worshipping. Because even when Indra got, you know, confused, he got very angry. Why I have not been worshipped? Because Krishna told Nanda Baba, you have not to worship Indra. These are only departmental heads, they have been given certain duties, and they will perform that duties, you have not to pay them bribe. Just like you go to railway station, you purchase ticket, you have not to give bribe so to get reservation. And that's the condition now in the society. Everybody thought that I'll do give some bribe to some Brahman or some Devtas, and I will get some priority. And that is the thing that happened. So Krishna told, you have not to do, it is his duty to rain, give rainfall. So you have not to worship him. And as soon as everybody started doing the thing the way Krishna asked all of them to do, you see, Indra became very angry. Now he is a king of heaven. 333 million devtas. He is the head of the total department. And he got confused. And he started saying, water, sambhaktar, clouds. And what is the result? Finally, Krishna took care of all the Brijvasis, and he has to come there with the help of Brahmaji, Surabhi Kau, bowing down, please excuse me. So, janma karma chame divyam, Lord pastime, we cannot understand. By reading book also we cannot understand. You cannot become doctor by reading medical book. Only by the help of a devotee. Actually, we cannot understand anything about Lord by worshipping Lord directly. Only devotee of Lord can teach us how to surrender to Lord. We cannot become even a devotee of Lord by ourselves until unless somebody is guiding us. Because in our life we need guidance. I.E. ABCD, music, computer, driving, in everywhere we needed guide. Now the most important subject of life, that is Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam Pavitram Parvamidam, the most important subject, we don't need any guidance. And that's why all mess is created. Now, how to find a guide, that is another problem. You see, people got confused because these Mahatma, Sadhu, so-called caste Brahmans, they have fooled people. So now people started doubting everybody that who is the right person, whom we should believe, whose association we should take. One person told me, you are asking to take association of sadhu. Who is sadhu? By putting tilak or janeu or dhoti, you see, means the sadhu, they are cheaters. So I told him, no, sadhu is not a cheater. If you are sincere, by the mercy of Lord, you will meet a pure sadhu, a real sadhu. Sadhu is always pure. Ishvara sarva bhutana hridayasya ajanti sthiti arjun. Lord says, I am sitting in everybody's heart. And yo yatha mam prapajanti tamstam pashyamyam. According to your desire, I will make arrangement. You come towards him, one step. He will come before you. He will come also one step. Your step is only 1.5 feet. He can, in his step is one full, he has measured the total universe in one step. So you come towards him. We have no faith. When in Mahabharata, Draupadi asked one question to Lord Krishna. Lord, why you came so late? I was in such a great difficulty. At that time, Lord told her, Draupadi, I know everything what was happening. And what these rascals were doing on that arena at that time, when they were trying to disrobe you. But at that time, you first of all, you ask, Bhishma Patama, Bhishmaka, first you ask your husband, you are all of them. Then they were not able to help you. When Bhishmaka was not able to help you, you are not asked. I am not supposed to interfere with you. When you are asking somebody else, you want me to come there. Then you ask Dronacharya. And as soon as you ask me, I immediately came. So question is, we must develop that faith. Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita, Kunte Pratijani Nama Bhakta Pranashati, Arjuna declared to the world, I will take care of my devotee, I will give what he lacks, I preserve what he has. So basic point, as I was talking that here, that the fever of the material existence can be removed. Now, material existence at this time, there is a very big fever. Very big fever. What is the fever? How to earn money. That is the fever. And that fever, if we hear the pastime of Lord, and we hear from Bhagavatam, it's my pet slok, which I always in every class, that in 7.7.42, Krishna says that don't waste your time in material prosperity. It's already been destined according to your past karma. Whether you understand this thing today or after 50 years, or you get completely miserable. Because four times people come to the shelter of Lord. Inquisitive, intelligent, frustrated, no material prosperity. So when you get completely frustrated from all sides and you surrender to me, or you understand. Because people have no time, they are so busy in their material things that they have no time to study this subject. And they have no faith in Krishna. Because if you have faith in Krishna, if we have faith in Krishna, then we will accept whatever is written in Bhagavad Gita. He will ask us, most of the time people come to temples for ritual, putting some money, I am devotee of Lord. God is not a beggar. He is Lakshmi Narayan. Throughout life, people will go temple. One person told Srila Prabhupada, I can recite Bhagavad Gita in 46 minutes. Srila Prabhupada said, can you apply Bhagavad Gita 46 minutes? See, we are all the time busy for so many things, but we are not going to the root cause. So in 7.7.42 is clearly stated that your pain and pleasure has already been destined, and try to tolerate them. Even pleasure you try to learn. Bhagavad Gita still says that dukkha and sukha, happiness and distress is like day and night, is going to come. You should learn how to tolerate it. And if you try to manipulate that by doing certain other activities, you have to do your activities. You have to balance your life. You have to do your work. But you have to be satisfied whatever you are getting. If you think that by making a special effort, I will become Dhirubhai Ambani's Reliance of India because he was matric fail or a matric pass, high school only. And now his son has made residential premises which is costliest in the world. And these people, so you see, it has nothing to do with hard working or so-called education. It's all right. Education is not against. But if God is not added in the education, then this education will create greatest demon on the earth. God should be added in the education. And see, big scam, whatever is going throughout the world at this time, these people are earning so big money and still they are not satisfied and creating big problem. So, and if we are trying to manipulate situation by thinking that we will earn more money by working hard, Bhagavatam says, the solution will bring you new problem which will be worse than the original problem. So don't waste time. So give, and what Vamandev said, if a person is not satisfied whatever he has got, he will not be satisfied even if he will get three world before Bali Maharaj. When Bali said, what you want? So I want three steps of land. So why only three steps? I can give you so much that you have not to beg any throughout your life. The Lord says, oh Bali, I am satisfied with three steps of land. Remember one important thing, that if a person, today there is the position, nobody is satisfied in any situation. If somebody has 100 dresses, not satisfied, 500 dresses. I know the people, and there is the question, I repeat, that in Giriraj Maharaj, when I asked him in Bombay, Maharaj, you are a son of a billionaire, why you came this Hare Krishna movement? And then he narrated the story, how his sister, you know, when they wanted to have a dinner with the total family, and sister created problem in the dinner, on the dinner table. I'm asking mommy, I need some money for making dresses. And mommy said, I have given so much money to you, why you are asking? And then she banged the plate and said, I don't want to take dinner. And then she has gone in her room was big one, 40 by 30, and mother, father and Giriraj Maharaj, they all was at 19 year old or 21 year old. And then when he reached inside, mother started opening all the bathroom, and this girl was having 3,000 dresses. And she made the dinner miserable. And you see, so what Bali Maharaj is saying, that's it, Maharaj said, I got a realization. This material world, nobody is satisfied. And then he connected, the Bali Maharaj said, that if a person is not satisfied whatever he has got, we must be very much satisfied that we are Bharat Bhumila Hoila Manasa Janma Sartakar Karpatkar. We have taken birth. One thing, whoever has come, that's one thing, or whoever is sitting and talking about Krishna, they are very lucky people. There are millions and trillions of people on this earth. They haven't got this opportunity. The people have got here who are sitting here and talking about Krishna. And whatever facility I've got, whether we got a visa or whatever got, we got education or we got a job, we are one in million in comparison to the population of the world. And still we are not happy. We are not happy because Vamandev clearly said, you have to be satisfied, whatever is Lord has given you. So once we will have faith, first we will have faith in Krishna, then only we will develop faith in His pastime. Otherwise we will say, one big man in India, I cannot even mention his name. See, I can accept Bhagavad Gita, but I cannot understand that Krishna run away with the cloth of gopis when they were taking bath. I will not call myself Hindu if this is true. I cannot mention this name. This is the way we have been fooled by politicians who are in a very high position. They have written books, they have written Gita commentaries. We have been misguided. So it is well, so before we go to the pastime, and And the medicine. Medicine is one given to us by our Acharya. And medicine is given in Bhagavad Gita. Eat food after offering to Lord. That's medicine. Actually, I have written one article, medicine. Because I feel if we talk about the people, about the medicine, they will hear more about Krishna better than we talk only about Krishna. This is my experience. Because Jaya Pataka Maharaj said that Bhaktivedanta Hospital is making more disciples, more devotees in comparison to any temple in the world. So I got a hint from there. Maharaj said, it means if you take care of the people, you know, then they will develop faith. And then you talk to them about Krishna, they will listen carefully. And that's why these doctors, all of them are counselors also. And then they started preaching, and then they are making devotees. So I also thought it with that I must also use the same practice. So I read Charak Sanhita, some portion of it, because Bhakti Vinod Thakur said that, I see time also. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said that if your health is not good, you cannot do your sadhana. According to him, he once said one stage that your health is more important than sadhana. So how to keep your health good? So you can do this sadhana, you can read, you can chant, you can associate with, you can do some service in the temple. You can serve the people and jai dekho tahe kaho Krishna upadesh. But first you should have good health. And in Charak Samhita, which is written 3500 years before, I will only mention two points very important which I like very much and I always narrate to the people, please apply, this will help you so you can do your service better. From Charak Samhita, that early in the morning when you get up, without washing your teeth, brushing your teeth, you take 2 glasses of water, hot water, just like previously you were taking tea or you drink hot milk, and drink that 2 glasses of water while sitting down slowly, because this slab here in our mouth is so powerful that 90% of your stomach problem will be solved. It is said in Shastra as well as the British Academy of Doctors, you know, that if we can, 90% diseases are because of our stomach problems. So if we can take care, actually, I read one article in America when I was there. The 70% of the universities in America, medical college, university, they haven't got the course of preventive medicine. Because this, today the world is controlled by some people. Pharmaceutical company is one of them. And if they give preventive medicine like Charak, who has given that if you drink water in the morning, 90% of your problem, there are other things also little bit. Another slok is, bhojan ante visambari, when you are eating food, don't drink water. If you are drinking water, you are drinking poison. Visambari, vis means poison. You are drinking vap. This is from Charak Sanhita, it's not my opinion. Because when you drink water, Jatharagni, the fire, as soon as you start eating, the fire starts burning and you put water on it, then the food will not get digested, it will get spoiled and it will bring so many diseases. So this, I'm just giving little, I've got a paper, I can, you can read that afterwards. It's nothing to do with the class at this time. But for me, I consider that, you know, we are here, how to follow what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, so that we can use our time for preaching, for that purpose. And then, secondly, then this, you know, we need determination, because as it is said here, that material exhaustion can be removed, the fever of material exhaustion can be removed only by medicine. And what is medicine? Actually, I have written an article on this subject, and medicine, that why people are not taking medicine. Sorry. We have many diseases, but we have to plan our life. Krishna is ready and willing to help us in all respect. It is stated in Shastra that by association with sadhu, we develop desire to perform devotional service for Lord Krishna. This is medicine. By association, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapter 68 to 69, who Arjuna, anybody who is associating with a devotee and talking about me to that devotee, that person is very dear to me. There is another slok, 69, says, there is nobody more dear to me than the person who talks about me to another person. So this is medicine. When we are not encouraged in our school, spiritual life, we usually become afraid of medicine. So we don't want to associate. That medicine, we don't want to read about Lord, we don't want to hear about it. Hearing about Lord is also medicine, which wake up a spirituality which is dead in a dead person. So that we can live again. To come to the association devotee means to take the medicine of hearing about Krishna and chanting the holy name of Lord. And this is the medicine. And sometimes we feel, why I am suffering? In spite of taking medicine, there is so much problem I am having. Actually, that's a heavy example I have given, in which, why? Because we should understand that diseases are bound to come in our life. The diseases are not coming to us due to others' fault, because we have no time to take medicine even. We are so busy. And misery is not coming by others' faults, is our own fault, and they appear because we personally cause them. It is difficult to accept. If a person does not complain and accept the misery and offers obeisance to them by their heart, such person becomes a candidate for going back to Godhead. Karma is not a fatalistic understanding. It is meant to enlighten us. And this is the thing. When we go to toilet, actually, this thing I wanted to convey. When we go to toilet and create a biological heat which smells so bad, can we at that moment curse the heap, saying that, oh nonsense heap, why did you create such unpleasant smell in the toilet? We have eaten certain substance and there is no use of finding fault in the heap but in ourselves. So whatever is happening in our life is not created by anybody else. It's our own karma. And if we take medicine, which is Lord has given in Bhagavad Gita, people come to temple, they know, they do ritual. But even one slope of Gita, if somebody is hitting Bhagavad Gita by leg or somebody is burning Bhagavad Gita, we will give our life. It's our religious book. But we are so hypocrite that we don't want to apply even one slope of Bhagavad Gita in our life, which can change our life. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yagya Shishtam Asanoshante Muchyante Sukleste Bhujyante Te Agam Papanju Pachanta Atmakaram. If you eat food after offering to me, if you are not eating food after me, you are eating sin. And what is the effect? Kaam Eshu, Krodh Eshu, Rajo. Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Mad, Moh, Mastar. These are the byproducts of the food which we eat. Arjuna asked question, why person commit mistake? Why do the things which he know these are all wrong things? Because this tongue, belly and initial, this rajoguni, they are on one line. And if we can control tongue, eating food, chanting the holy name of Lord, this medicine can solve 90% problem. Only question, how to chant? How to chant our Ram? We have to plan our life. When to sleep, how to eat, with whom to associate, where to eat, where not to eat. It's a big, because our total life depends on our chanting. When everything else we plan up for our office, for our children education, we require planning. 97% people or 96% people don't plan their life. We require planning for chanting. With whom we are associating, with whom we are, what we have eaten previous night, what time we have taken meal and night, that will affect our chanting. Whom we are going to meet today, that will bring in our mind today, if some wrong thing is going to happen, wrong person you are meeting, that will chant. This will affect our spiritual life. So, we will not, that is the cure. So, cure is given here in Srimad Bhagavatam, in this particular sloka, that if you are interested, you should hear Bhagavatam regularly. Actually, in seventh canto, 15th chapter, 3rd and 4th verse, Narad Muni told Prahlad Maharaj that when Kunti Maharani mentioned that these people who have got, first of all, she said that the family attachment is very, very, very dangerous. Means, please cut my family relationship. But actually, family people were the devotees. And devotees are more important than an even Lord. Worshipping a devotee is more important than worshipping Lord. So why she was asking, cut my relationship with the kingsman, means where I am blood related. Just like I have sister, suppose, and if the sister is not devotee, and I am making will, I feel, oh, she is my sister, I must give something to her also. This is the cause of trouble. Prahlad Maharaj, here Narad Muni is telling us in this 17th, and 7th canto, that if you read Bhagavatam regularly, your desire, there are two very important things in life by which we can judge whether we are making spiritual progress or not. Lust and greed. And here, Narad Muni is telling that if you read Bhagavatam regularly, your desire for sense gratification and family attachment will disappear, just like when you see dream at night, but morning you don't remember them. When you go to picture, see picture, we were previously going,
And we watch picture at that time, neither there is heroine nor hero. Just in darkness you are seeing some figure. In the same way, till that time we are in darkness. We have no knowledge. We think we are enjoying in this material world. Material world is dukhale. If anybody is saying I am enjoying in this material world, it means Bhagavad Gita is wrong. But in darkness, because there is darkness, if somebody put light in the cinema hall, everybody says, oh, nonsense, stop it. Because in darkness we are enjoying. That's why association of devotee, hearing Bhagavatam regularly, is very, very essential. And I heard Maharaj, who is coming here, you can hear him from directly, but I liked it very much. That's why I am mentioning bhakti can be done, we can become devotee in any situation. For that purpose, we have not to go to the spiritual world. Heavy. If you go to the spiritual world, what you will do there? You have to serve. You will be serving Lord. But if you are doing bhakti here, you can serve devotees of the Lord. Lord is more pleased. You can do other thing also. We can preach the message of Lord to people like Jagai and Magai, because Lord says, and Bhagavad Gita, anybody who is preaching my glories to the other people is very dear to me. So we can do that, which we cannot do there. And we can preach Jai Dekho Tahe Kau. So we can preach to the demons like Jagai Magai, and we can preach to the common people here Jai Dekho Tahe Kau Krishna Pradesh. And we can serve Lord by this method. So not going to spiritual world is more advantageous than going to spiritual world. It means bhakti is not dependent that, oh, I need this situation, that situation. In any situation, we can do bhakti. Anybody else? Any comment? Question? Yes, Mataji.
Same thing, I was talking just now on the same subject. Devamaswami Maharaj was talking on this subject in J.J. school of, means at medical college. See, healing can be done, several things we can, there can be, there are siddhis, people can get certain things done. But please understand, we are follower of Bhagavad Gita. If somebody is calling himself Bhagavan, Bhagavan, it has to come in parampara. Until unless somebody is in parampara, we just don't want to talk on that subject. Because many things can be done by many people, but they don't become Bhagavan. Yes. Anybody else? Gantras Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. I have got one paper, anybody wants to, not many, two copies, about this Bhakti Vinod Thakur's. You can make copy and give to the people. That how to drink water. So we can chant properly and we can hear properly.